Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
This is Dave.
This is Will.
It's Dal Duncan.
This is Joanna.
This is your MC Yanni.
This is Caitlin.
I think we ended with Robin last time, if I remember right. Let's start with Robin this time.
Okay.
Who's got the strings?
Probably Gabe and Chloe.
Two.
And I'm going to have... You know what, Chloe?
Mm-hmm.
You can highlight me.
Sure. Well, I enjoyed highlighting you last time, so I'll enjoy it even more this time. Let's see. Oh, goodness. I think hot is the right thing for your beautiful makeover, because you have just got to feel yourself now. Wait.
Just like that.
I think I'm going to make you play to your strengths today and mark dark.
Alrighty.
Alright, so who's got strings on Chloe, since Chloe was just doing the highlighting?
I don't know.
I've got two. One.
Two?
I actually might.
Do you have two?
I think I have two. Yeah.
Mara.
Never mind. Oh, I can if you want.
Tied with two. Make the chain go on.
I have three, sorry. I'll go volatile.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Danger.
Don't look at what I can or how good a thing is. What do you want Chloe to do this session? What do you want her to do? I'll do anything you want, Mr. MC.
Be dark!
Alright.
I'm just gonna narrate a lot of abyss tonight.
Maybe so.
So
maybe so. Alright, well, who's got strings on Mara?
I have strings on Mara.
Nope.
More than anyone else?
I have three.
I blew all my strings
on
Mara.
She certainly does have three on me.
Right. That's you. Because we're meat buddies. You're my only friend.
Meat buddies?
What do you want me to be?
You weren't here for this. You're in the principal's office.
I would like to see you be volatile.
Alright.
Yeah.
Right, meat buddies.
Volatile.
Now.
Trash boat.
Hey, Caitlin, what would you say if I said I changed my name to Trash Boat? I highly recommend regular show if you enjoyed not knowing the context of that, but also the joke.
I may read it just because of being advertised in the Adventure Time comic, where I also read the comic but don't watch the show.
You're a madman.
Hey, it's Ryan North. Well, we can't have everybody be dark, right?
Technically.
I think
however.
I should be dark.
I don't think he meant literally.
I meant more in the...
Actually, you know what? I think I should be cool, but, you know.
Cool?
Cool.
Cold,
you mean cold?
I mean.
No, we're not playing
cool
AW.
Instead.
What does that mean?
You're ready to be acting under fire. And the fire is you're playing the wrong game. I'll give you cold.
I call on Norman.
Hey, kid.
Where's my voice?
I'm dead, remember?
Yeah, that means you can help me now.
Also, not in this
That's
game.
How do you think I got back to the wilderness
I don't
in this body?
Trick.
When you died, you came here. You guided me back to my body in the first place, Norman.
Alright, so I think we're around to Cassie now.
Yeah. Gabe has the most strings on me.
Ooh.
Mara's second.
Hot.
Hot.
Werewolf. See what I did there?
What? Yeah, Mr.
What?
Shipping news.
Are they? Okay, they were climbing for a little bit. Now they're penis fencing.
Their planaria.
Crazy planaria.
You need wings on your bird. Be more like.
That was beautiful, Duncan.
I'm feeling pleasant this evening, so let's make it be volatile.
Volatile.
Oh, well.
Yes.
All right.
All right, well, now the circle is complete. Who's got strings on Gabe?
I have 4.
Yeah.
It might be
winning. Not
going to
be Chloe.
Damn it.
What'd you like to see me do?
I think I'd like to see you be dark.
Thank you.
I think... Oh, we're in character, I guess.
Yeah.
I was like, that's an odd reaction, Caitlin.
Mr. MC.
I'm thinking.
Sorry.
Not, don't do volatile. He's, like, gonna, like, do it. He's gonna do the thing.
Well, I mean, I can't. I'm gonna have at most one scene, so I'm not... There's no way I can get all the way there.
He's gonna do the thing. He's gonna have 2 combats with the same unit in the same turn.
I was actually kind of thinking hot.
Hot?
Yeah.
Interesting, okay.
Hot and dark.
Well, I feel like we've got one hot highlighted elsewhere, I think. Maybe 2.
All right, I will try my best.
Right. Huh? This is character protestation.
Say what?
I said I will try my best to use hot.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can get you...
After I'm done breaking things.
That's right. You'll turn Marcel on.
Yeah.
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 It's not
Marcel.
So when we last left our intrepid heroes, they were changing.
Yeah. It's true. Okay, so outside of game, I have been thinking about this for 2 weeks, and I keep trying to think about this in the way that Chassie would make Robin over. And Chassie's psychology is still odd to me, because what she keeps saying is that now that she knows that you're a girl, you should be definitively feminine, because that helps not confuse her. But you should also be survivable. So it's somehow it's like a dress with knee pads. But that's not what I want to make your character be. And
well,
so I need some help
just,
to.
Let's just
obviously, I should have played All Fall Down instead
out.
Of Fine Shine.
You could make her into a hot roller derby chick.
Yeah, that
sounds right.
Okay. What do you think? You have any?
I think we should just play a scene and figure out.
Okay.
Find out.
Find out.
You gotta do it to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
To dress up. I'm afraid I don't have a very good closet.
So.
Good God, you got a lot of clothes. How do you afford all this? This is like a trailer's worth of clothing.
Well, I mean, my parents have some money, and every once in a while they buy me some stuff.
Well,
I haven't grown in a long time, you know.
Well, I guess that's useful. You've been collecting a lot of clothes, so, yeah. Well, anyways, so makeover, huh?
Mm-hmm. I've got all these dresses that I don't wear, and, you know, because I kind of, like, I've been wearing jeans, you know, I've kind of felt like...
And hoodies. And you wear a scarf all the time, no matter how hot it is. And it is Southern California.
It's really not that comfortable.
It's a ridiculous fashion statement.
Mm-hmm.
So, drop the scarf, first of all. That's what I say. Chassie says, no scarf. And why don't you try on a dress? That'll be great.
Okay. I go to the closet, and I get an orange summer dress. Put it on, and I twirl around in it. What do you think?
I think I want to make you hold steady not to say something mean inadvertently.
Yeah. All right, so that's
I feel
a
like orange is
6.
Not really Robin's color.
Yeah, that's a 6. So.
So.
Well, at least you won't get hit by a car.
Thanks, Jesse.
How about something more subdued? Like, you know, you're not going to go hunting anytime soon. We don't need to find you in the woods. What about... I see, like, a black plaid kind of skirt there. How about that? Go
okay.
Do that. Yeah.
Okay, but what top do I put with it? I mean, that's not going to go with the orange.
Well, let's try an option away from orange for the moment. Do you have anything like a workout top, like something, you know, you can just run around in, like a t-shirt or something that, you know, arms have lots of mobility?
Okay, gotcha. So just like not a sweater.
Not a sweater. Yeah, so strip it down some.
I take off the dress and put on a plaid skirt and a t-shirt that is a Kansas t-shirt, because my dad took me to a Kansas concert once a long time ago.
Nice. Right. Chassis approves. Yeah, I like the t-shirt. This look is coming together. But it needs something else. Like, I think this is helpful, but what else? What do you have in the way of accessories? Like, I think we need to accessorize, because, you know, it's just a t-shirt and a skirt right now. And if you want to have a completely new image, I think we need some accessories.
You're going to have to save a copy of this image so we can put it up on the podcast. He's looking up Kansas band shirts online.
Sorry, I'm not really familiar with Kansas.
Yeah.
I've only been there once.
Nope.
I've been to Kansas.
Or Kansas. So accessories.
I
could go, like, the chains route, or I could go with jewelry.
No, all right. Earrings. So Robin, part of why you asked me over here is you're getting over Chloe, and you wanted to redefine yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm thinking chains screams Chloe. And
yeah,
so
that's
we,
true.
Yeah, I think we should maybe go away from scarves and hoodies and Chloe chains and, you know, do you have anything else? I mean, I'm not saying...
Yeah, I know what we can do.
Okay.
Open the door and run out and say, Mom! We're gonna go into your room! And then I don't wait for a reply and just go in.
All right, where are you? I follow her.
Open the jewelry box. And there's, like, some nice pearl necklaces and little, you know, pendants and pretty earrings. Ones that she got as anniversary presents. Things like that.
Are your ears even pierced?
They were.
They were?
Yeah, see? You can still...
Yeah.
It's. I mean, it's closed up, but that's, like, really easy. You can just punch through that.
Well, I mean, yeah, it could, but... maybe your mom wouldn't appreciate blood all over her dresser. I don't know. Well, I was thinking more in the way of practical accessories, because, I mean, jewelry's fine and all. Can't wear silver, but, you know... Maybe... Do you have any, like...
Practical accessories?
Yeah, like a...
Sorry, I guess I've just been kind of dressing like a boy for so long, I'm not sure what you mean.
Yeah, like,
Awkward turtles?
Stop that. Go for it. You know what you want.
I'm trying to figure out how Chazzy would say it, though. Do you have any knee pads? I can't say that with a straight face. I'm sorry, listeners.
Your character
I don't know how to skateboard.
You need some armor.
Well, that's why you need knee pads. Because if you don't know how to skateboard or rollerblade, you're sure not going to want to tear your knees up. And they're important. You need your knees your whole life.
You're not wearing knee pads.
I don't need to.
But
see, Robin, you are in the presence of somebody who knows how to take care of themselves. And I know you've been in this relationship with Chloe for a long time, and you've been acting like a boy, and you're unsure of yourself, but trust me, I can help you decide what is best for you. And you need knee pads.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I guess we're going downstairs and into the garage.
Yeah! Yeah! I mean, there's all sorts of good things down there.
So,
yeah.
So as you guys are coming down the stairs, Mom is at the base of the stairs with, like, a tray with some little sandwiches or hors d'oeuvres or some crap on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, What did you find in my room? Did you find what you were looking for?
Yeah, we decided not to use any of it. You've got a lot of really nice jewelry, and I was going to ask before
I figured you borrowed anything. I made you some snacks. Would you guys like some snacks? Take a break from your makeover? She kind of looks at your outfit. You guys are still working on it, right?
We're going to the garage to get some knee pads.
Yeah, I mean, we're working on it, and these sandwiches look lovely.
I know breaking up with Chloe's rough. Don't go too far in the other direction, okay, dear?
Okay.
All right. Well, here's the sandwiches.
Other direction is good, girl. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no. Before you were kind of like the good boy, like out of character.
I thought he was more of an emo kid.
This is sort of perpendicular.
Yeah. Like this way.
Maybe your mom's not paying that much attention.
That
seems likely.
Remember
in Good Girl, it's like the mom who comes in and she's like, "You guys need anything? Like snacks, drinks,
condoms?"
Yeah.
You know, I've got an image of her. She's got a wine glass right now.
Yeah,
you don't see her without one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a wine glass right now.
Yeah, it's
sadly empty.
So Chassie, of course, is chowing down on sandwiches because she doesn't quite know how to talk to Robin's mom. She's just like,
"Thanks for the sandwiches, Mom." Like, grab Chassie's
right
here, and we're off to the garage.
All
right.
So, rooting through a big bucket of like cobwebbed roller skates, and get the mesh bag with the knee pads in it.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. That's nice. Ooh. What do you think about like this sort of punky, like, you know, elbowing people in the face kind of look?
That sounds cool, but I don't really like elbowing people in the face.
Well, you don't have to, but, you know, elbow pads will send that thought into their brain.
It's true. I really don't. I'm sick of people messing with me. So.
Yeah. Right.
That's a good point.
That's a good idea. And you know what says I'm a tough lady? A skirt with knee pads and arm bands and elbow guards and... I don't think you should wear a helmet because that'll make you look retarded, but I think
knee
pads...
Yeah, I was worried you were going to suggest that.
No. I mean... I think that it's safe to say that you're safe from most head trauma.
I'm picturing Robin like showing up in school on rollerblades with like a chain and like a spiked mace. Oh, wait, that might be a different game.
Yeah. She's Robin with a hockey stick.
Yeah, I was thinking like Chassie, while this is happening, while Robin is digging around, has found like a field hockey stick and is checking the heft of it. Like possible
accessorizing.
Accessorizing.
Great, but...
That's right. Yeah.
Color's awful.
So,
color's wrong, but we can tape it. You know, yeah.
Start putting the pads on.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you helping me out.
Oh,
but,
you're welcome.
You know, I heard you say you're having kind of an identity crisis too.
Oh.
So I thought maybe I could help you out with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been a really crazy week, and a lot of things are going on. It's just like, it's one thing after another, you know? I mean, I don't even really know where to begin. I guess,
You getting some, dust up with, Gabe a bit?
Gabe, that's right. I kind of dented his car. And no, it's not even really about Gabe. It's, so... My dad, this Saturday, after all the hoopla at the house, I come home, and my dad kind of, you know, maybe I should start in the beginning, because this is going to sound insane if I don't start at the beginning. So, do you promise not to tell anybody about this?
I can keep a secret.
All right. I can turn into a wolf.
Wait, really?
My template is surprised.
turn into two kinds of wolves. All right, I know that sounds insane. And it's something that I don't like talking about, but I the first time in the haunted house, mm-hmm. I was there, and I was...
Wait, that was you?
Well, one of them was Mara in a dog costume.
I knew that.
Well, yeah.
I thought the other one might, like, be a chupacabra or something. I don't know. Like,
I know.
It was right, even though it sounds stupid.
Well, you know, I didn't know I could do that. It wasn't a normal thing. Like, in the past, there have been times where I've just kind of turned into, like, a lanky dog, right? And that's fun, because I can, like, chase squirrels, and it's really... You have no idea how fun it is to chase a squirrel.
So but I'm wondering if this revelation actually bothers Robin at all.
I already emotionally dealt with the fact that Mara was eating people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And... So,
this might just sound like insanity, or...
I think I was ready for this.
I kind of figured as much. I'm
mm-hmm.
not dead set on making you roll any dice.
All right.
Well, feel free to.
Yeah.
For the record.
Well, anyways, I turned into... I got cornered, and I thought I was going to die, and I just turned into a monster, and... You know, I didn't know that could happen, and it scares me about myself. And then, you know, a few days later, my dad says he's gonna be my dad, but he's not really gonna be my dad, and all these people show up telling me what to do. And I don't know if it's because he might have somehow found out, or somebody found out, and I killed a couple people.
Yeah, I was there. It scared me, too. But...
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to hurt people, right?
No! That's the point. That's the last thing I wanted to do, and the last thing I really hurt Mara, and I'm amazed she came back, and she's alright, but, you know, no, hurting people is not what I want to do, and I'm scared I might do it again, and I don't know how... You know,
Well, as long as you don't want to hurt people, it's kind of okay, isn't it? I mean, maybe...
I guess so.
If
I don't know.
If you can surround yourself with good people who will help you and keep you from hurting people when you lose control.
Do you think you could help me?
I could help you. I mean, I'm not strong like Gabe.
No, oh, well.
What?
That's a relative matter. But I don't even know that you have to worry about that. I mean, Gabe is a certain kind of strong, but I think it's different. Anyway, so that's what's going on with me, is that I've got this family, this Wolfpack family that has shown up, and I'm a monster, and, you know, I'm uncertain of what's going on with me, and I could really use a friend that, you know, doesn't just drive off and say, how's your dad, and, you know.
Well, I need a friend right now, too. I don't know.
Well, we can...
Chloe's kind of my only friend.
Well, you know, we can be friends. And Chassie hugs Robin. It's an awkward but
you hug back.
Vicious hug.
And I want to roll for my move now.
Oh, okay. Your move.
I'm a hungry ghost. When others dump emotional problems on you, roll plus dark.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
Damn. You got the good one.
You lose all conditions on you.
Yes. And do I heal?
And I get to choose one thing. No healing is involved.
Darn. I need to heal.
There's no erotic overtones here.
Okay.
This move sucks.
I can
7 for 9 is awesome.
Carry one forward or gain a string on you.
Yeah.
And oh,
join the party
for rolling
the string
dark.
Party.
And I'm gonna mark XP. I'll help you.
All right.
You can call me anytime. Anytime you need somebody.
All right.
This helps me a lot. I feel like I can go in. And be around people and be not just you know, Chloe's accessory.
Yeah.
Chloe's broken toy.
Right.
You know.
That's right. I mean, you have this whole strong persona of knee pads.
Exactly.
Yeah! Yeah! And, like, chassis, like...
Although, I think I might need, like, a faux hawk or something, maybe...
No, I don't. I mean, you might as well put the yellow orange dress on if you're gonna.
Well, I mean, I didn't mind the orange dress, but I guess.
Alright, let's have a compromise, friend. How about the orange dress is for the dance coming up in the future? Like, prom or whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Homecoming probably because it's fall.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot where in the year we are.
Who are you going to ask?
Prom coming?
Who was I going to ask? I don't even know. I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I haven't noticed many guys being interested in old chassis. I know that I'm not a cheerleader or, you know, popular and I smell like meat sometimes and, you know... So, I don't even know who I was going to ask. I was kind of waiting to see if anybody would ask me, and then I was going to see whether or not I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know who I'm going to ask either, but...
Yeah.
If neither of us finds another person to go to the dance with, you want to go together?
Yeah. Yeah, we can go together.
It wasn't so long ago everybody thought I was a boy. They still do until... Monday, I guess.
That's right.
Just reveling that.
I don't think homecoming is on Monday.
Well, yeah,
also, it's not the City Hawkins, so.
That would be so
I'm wearing
great,
this cool skirt to school like, on Monday. And knee pads.
And knee pads.
And my Kansas shirt.
Yeah. You look like a rocker. Kick people in the face.
So,
oh, you need boots, too.
One more thing.
Yes.
You've got a message on your phone.
Oh, I do.
And we're going to come back to that, because I'm going to... I want to see what's been happening with Mara.
Nope.
I think last we saw Mara was right before Gabe grew off in a huff.
Oh, yeah. That asshole was...
Yeah.
And then we sort of cut forward to...
Yeah.
We're back in time.
So,
yes. We're forward in time.
Yeah, so that was, like, the afternoon, and this is in the evening
time.
There's, like, a
this is
time
still
gap.
Yeah,
because during...
we wouldn't know if we were going together to save him, or...
Yes. Yeah, that is...
Nobody has to come to save him.
Well, I was going...
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you could see the show.
Or if I was going to just go and watch.
Yeah. That would be the case.
Kind of creepy like that.
I mean...
So you're gonna ditch school and go after Gabe, or... Stick around, or?
Well, I'm not going to stick around. I mean...
That school's so boring.
Well, especially with all the bullshit going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of yelling around. Everyone's pissed off. I don't feel like sticking around.
Okay.
I don't want to go home.
I'm going to need a cup of coffee. I'll be right back.
You have coffee?
It might need to... There's coffee from this morning, which you could nuke, or I can make more.
I'll drink cold coffee. I need to be angry.
Okay. I'm not sure how much is left, but you're welcome to it.
I think I'm going to... Well, I think I'm going to go home and I'm going to... steal my mom's car.
Okay.
So that's the first thing I'm going to do. So I go and I do that.
All right.
That's good.
And then I head towards the house. Yeah.
So when you get home, Mom is there, passed out on the sofa. There's some crap on the TV that she's probably not actually watching. Like, whatever she
Well, she is passed out.
Right. But, like, she may have been passed out for a while.
What's on the TV?
I don't know. Some inane thing.
Dr. Oprah.
Dr. Op. God, I hate this guy.
Doc Op.
It's all pseudoscience and bad books.
Jerry McNew's face.
What you need to do is get real with your new car. Turn that shit off.
Okay, so you can turn off the TV and then ditch out.
Then
or?
I'm gonna just fish those keys out of her
pocket. Oh, they're just on the counter.
Then I'll fish them out of her counter. And I think I might take a little bit of booze.
Okay.
Not for
before
drink.
Or?
I don't drink it, I just take it.
Okay.
Because if we're going to go to a haunted house, you might as well bring booze. It's going in the trunk, though. Not beside me. I'm not stupid. Alright. And I am going off to the house.
Okay. Well. I didn't do a very good job of making that interesting. So I think we're gonna... I think we're gonna cut over to Chloe.
Mr. MC, what I wanted to do needed some of the people who are busy right now.
Yeah.
Can I maybe do that a little later?
Well, maybe. However, there's somebody who really wants to talk to you.
Oh, really? Who?
Yeah. Tayshaun.
Tayshaun?
Yeah.
Oh, great!
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, you already went home. Shit.
You know, Tayshaun probably knows where I could be found, I suspect.
Yeah. Yeah, I think,
he's got no car, too. He could drive this.
It's true. Like, not 10 minutes after the, secretary pulls out, you hear, the yeah, of, what did he get? A Camaro?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, it
probably changes based on the day.
You know what? Why not?
Yeah, it was next year. It's a 2014 car or 20XDX plus one, and like brand all of the news.
He even gets the rust proofing. Who gets the rust proofing?
Someone who is afraid of rust.
Yeah. Or
in Southern California,
money is not an object for.
Clearly,
money is an object that can be exchanged for goods and services. Yanni, jeez.
Not when I'm just giving away a piece of your soul for it. That doesn't matter.
It's still an object.
A piece of soul is just an object that can be given away for goods and services.
A piece of soul is no object.
It's at least a construct, at the very least.
So, I hear a really loud car pull up.
Yeah.
I'm going to make him knock. I know it's there, but I'm going to make him knock.
just 5 minutes.
He's actually honking the horn a couple of times.
What is it?
Chloe!
Hey, Tayshaun.
I saw you get out early.
That's true.
You want to go for a ride? I got a new car.
Sure, I guess.
Like a puppy.
I'll go for a ride, Tayshaun.
All Why right. He, like, reaches over and, like, shoves the door open.
So where'd you get
now? This is a DeLorean.
Yes.
No.
The DeLorean Camaro. It's a new car.
All the 2014 models have green.
It was DeLorean's lost car that he was working on before he died.
Yeah. There we go.
They discovered it. Raz discovered it.
2014.
DeLorean. Yeah, and he's just like, I want a Camaro, but it's got to have gull wings.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to cost you 2 strings, Tayshaun.
Oh. So I hop in, move a little bit, you know, as far away from him as I can without looking obviously impolite. So where'd you get the car, Tayshaun? As we zoom past a very expensive-looking McDonald's.
From our mutual friend!
Gabe? Oh.
No!
Well, I don't think we know anyone else together.
You introduced me to him at the party.
The band?
Are you fucking with me, Chloe?
I introduced you to a large number of people at the party.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
I saw you for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, and for that 5 minutes, I introduced you to at least 2 people. The band, the lead singer, who I can't remember the name of right now. I don't think it really matters anymore. Oh, and Raz.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the car from Raz. I'm so surprised to hear that.
Really?
No, Tayshaun,
okay.
I'm not.
Isn't he cool?
Yeah, Raz is rad. Did you know that you're not the only person that Raz is granting wishes to? I learned that recently.
I figured he was giving you stuff.
Yeah, he was, and then he gave you stuff, too.
How come you don't have a, like, cool car or anything?
Oh, I ask for other things.
Oh. Should I be asking for other things?
Oh, yeah.
Like what? Or should I...
Like two cars.
Why would I need two cars?
What if you want to drive two cars at the same time? You could get a British car, which has got a wheel on the right side, and an American car, which has got the wheel on the left side.
You're fucking with me, Chloe.
Yes, I am. I am fucking with you. Is this about something Gabe said to you? Or is this something that you want to talk to me about Raz with?
Well, I mean, it's really cool and all, but... I just wanted to say thank you.
You're happy about this?
Yeah, it's awesome!
You're really happy about this. You know, Raz expects you to do more than just get stuff.
Like what?
Well, remember how I introduced you to Raz?
No.
You literally just talked about it.
Well, it was at the party. And... I thought we were going to make out, but mm-hmm. I don't remember making out.
It's true, we didn't. We did not make out.
That's really too bad.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. You're kind of hot.
Well, thanks. Listen, Tayshaun, I'm going to level with you for a second. I liked being an only child. Like, a lot.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I've got, like, three sisters and two brothers.
No, you have. At least one sister, and maybe some more out there. See, I thought when I was growing up that Raz was my bestest little buddy friend, and now I hear he's giving out gifts to everyone who asks. I would have been such a wonderful person if he had just let me be on my own and show him what I can do. And then he had to fuck it up and make me get you, and I am so sick of it. I just fucking wish you would die.
He is having a little bit of trouble driving here. Are you talking to Raz?
I don't know. Am I?
Well, you are going down the highway, so that could be interesting.
Crosshairs, Johnny. Crosshairs, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Final destination. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
It's good thing you get rid of that string.
Yeah, it is. Because, Tayshaun looks at you in surprise, and his eyes are wide, and his hands seem wooden on the wheel of the car as you're driving down the freeway.
Tayshaun?
And
you didn't...
he's not blinking.
Tayshaun, you were supposed to be insulted more.
Expression isn't changing.
That should have really hurt your feelings.
There's a curve coming up.
Tayshaun?
I think you need to hold steady right about now.
To get out of the car?
Well, maybe to take the wheel of the car and keep you from going, like...
Tayshaun, oh god! That's a five.
That's a five. Well...
Oh, shit.
We may have two people in the hospital.
I was going to say, we could be hospital buddies.
Whoa. It may not be bad for you to lose all your strings.
I'm not sure I necessarily will. Maybe I'll just gain a string instead. You see, as the thing comes up, and... Oh boy, did I not grab that wheel in time. We go right over into a ditch. Rolling, like, 80s action movie style.
So, do you have a move here in mind?
Oh, yes.
Can I do.
Well, I'll show you, actually. It's one of my favorite moves. Where is that?
Is it a ghoul move?
It might be a ghoul move. Did I... Did I love that so much that I didn't write it down because it was just assumed? I think I may have.
You loved not wisely, but too well.
Yes, it's true. Hex casting.
Show me the other move that lets you move any move you like to move.
Well, I've got Elsewise power. You can give the dark power a string on me to use a move I don't have. Just this once.
That seems dangerous.
This move can come from any playbook.
Because that would be your fifth string, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Well, about to get really seriously hurt. Short rest for the wicked when you die. Wait it out some hours later, you wake up fully healed.
We're still gonna hard cut.
Okay.
But that's fine.
So yeah, let's go ahead and do the haunted house bit.
Well, I thought you were going to be a ghost for a second.
Nope.
I know. I thought
there was
just
random.
I was half expecting one of those like raptor hoodie things
yeah.
where you like pull it up and.
Ask me about my velociraptor shirt.
Philosopher.
So yeah, there are several emergency vehicles. Like a fire truck and an ambulance and three police cars parked ramshackle in front of the house when you get there. Do you drive up or do you park a little ways away? Or I'm guessing it's more the direct approach.
I'm flying up there, and as soon as let me make sure this is over. As soon as I like see the emergency vehicles, like I get up pretty close and I just slam on the friggin' brakes. I come skidding to a halt in front of the thing. I look at the things and I'm like, I'm not thinking straight, but I'm like, I really shouldn't have a baseball bat. Fuck it. And I throw my door open, pop the trunk, grab my bat out, slam the trunk. The car door's still open.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of holding it, you know, two hands instead of trailing behind me as I stalk up. Is there anyone go around at the front of the thing?
No.
Are the lights on? Are the emergency vehicles
no,
active?
The lights aren't on. This is AW. I'd have you read a sitch, but it's not, so you can't.
You can make us the move.
I'm just going to tell you. There's a bunch of gas cans. Dropped. One of them has tipped over and has spilled gas, like, 5 feet from the porch.
And there's a fire truck here.
Yeah. There's some hose unrolled, like, as if they were ready to put out a fire, but, there's nobody around.
Looks like I'm gonna have to beat up some cops and firemen.
I like Dark Itself, Gabe.
Yeah, I know.
Good job.
I like your Dark Itself.
So I is the front door open or closed?
It's open. Some of the half finished do not cross police line tape over it from last time, but it doesn't look like they put up more.
I still kick the door as I'm going in.
It's half open, you get a satisfying kick, sure.
No, I'm gonna try to knock it off if it's hinges. Like this is the angry this is if I can, and it's an old house.
Go ahead and lash out physically.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, how far am I behind him? Because I was driving right after him, you know.
10.
But I had to go home first, so I'm assuming.
Yeah,
I'm like an
you
hour.
Kick the shit out of that door.
I get a string on now.
Yeah.
I'm in the foyer now. Who's here?
Nobody. Like,
you grievously injured it.
Where the fuck are you?
Are you? I hear a little bit of an echo, but there's, like, the door creaks and falls off its hinges behind you.
I kind of look around, and I'm like, I kind of, like, remember that the cop was upstairs last time, so I'm like, fucking, and then I kind of slowly make my way upstairs, and I'm like, and I take the, and I smash the banister, trying to splinter as much of it as I can on the way up, and I'm like, I fucking hate you! You fucking ruined everything! you fucking turn Mara against me, and I just take out the wall.
The, like, all when you hit the wall, all of the picture frames on it, like, judder and fall off and shatter, and there's glass on the stairwell now.
I get shoes on.
Yeah, you're fine.
I stomp up there to the top, and I look around. Is anybody here?
The closest there is to anybody here is there is the rocking chair that had the desiccated corpse in it.
Which I did not see.
Which you did not see, but you as a
player... Is the corpse still there?
Yeah, it is. And you hear a vehicle at this point, I think. Pulling up.
That's nice.
Okay.
And I fucking run in there, and I fucking just smash the thing.
As you hit it, dust billows out. And
you hiding in there?
There's no.
I hit it again just for good measure. I splinter the chair.
The chair collapses. There's bones shattered and flying all over the place.
I'm gonna fucking find you, and I'm going to fucking beat you.
I'm hiding in this neck hole.
Is there? I look around. Is there anything else I can break in here?
Furniture. And,
sure. That happens.
You smashing the fuck out of the place.
Yeah.
And
then I go into the next room. I'm just going to keep doing this until something stops me.
Well, I think you're haven't quite run out of good stuff to smash when you pull up and you hear some sort of fight going on upstairs.
And I run up to the house, and as I'm running up to the house, I see Gabe's car is the truck is open, so I.
No, the truck's closed. The
door's
closed.
The door's open.
The door's open.
I wanted to slam the trunk for effect.
No, that's what I mean. The car is... The door's open. So I close the door first, and then I wrap it. Because that's just not responsible. And,
or is keys locked in there now?
Maybe. No, it's unlocked. You wouldn't lock it shut. Jeez. And then I go in. I don't have to kick around the door because it's already been kicked down, which is disappointing.
Yeah, actually, at this point, you couldn't kick down the door if you wanted to because it's already fallen off the hinge.
But I do... It is really smelly. You guys, I'm not in my darkest self. I'm cool. I'm going to say that I'm going to notice it smells. You've already established that, man.
I mean, it smells a little bit, like, dried and desiccated. But
no, outside. You've established there's gas cans everywhere.
Ah, yeah. And actually, one of them has, like, spilled out.
Yeah.
Hasn't really hit the house, but it's close enough that if someone was dumb, you could probably burn the place down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not thinking that straight right now. It'll come to me.
So I'm going to walk into the house, and I kind of... walk up the stairs, and there is glass everywhere. Is anyone in here?
Do I hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just...
You've about destroyed everything in this room. The like four poster bed is a collapsed mess. The dressers have been.
All right. So I'm gonna dash. Mara and I run to the top of the stairs and stare down. And I'm like. It's not safe here. The thing's going to get you again. I've got to kill it.
Are you killing the house?
Sounds it's like got to be here. It's here somewhere. I won't forgive it for what it did.
Okay. That's fine. It sounds like you're having fun smashing things. It looks like there's a lot of tipped over... You know, there's a tipped over gas can outside, and there's a lot of gasoline around. And there's a fire truck out there, and lots of abandoned... emergency vehicles, and I find that kind of sketchy. You find that a little sketchy, Gabe? Just that sketchy?
Shit, maybe they're in the basement, and then I run down the stairs past you to the door of the basement. get out of here. No, I smash the door of the basement open.
I'm gonna chase after him.
Okay, there's actually no door to the basement. There's a stair that goes down. And then there's a bunch of, like, little rooms in the basement, which you have no trouble smashing the doors open.
And I'm going to grab a board or something, because I'm facing so I can be armed as well!
But The basement also looks pretty abandoned.
Yeah, there's nothing in here.
Where the fuck did they go? I have to find them. I run back up the stairs again.
Okay, I'm gonna lash out physically and try and grab them.
Okay.
That is I think that's just a 12. Oh, no, it's a 13. I don't want to, I'm gonna take a string.
Yeah, I figured.
And...
Well, it's just one. So you take a harm, and she has a string. Then she has... I guess you run by, and she grabs your
as hard as I can.
Bat arm as you try and get by her back.
And my shoulder's still messed up. So, yeah. Like... What are you...
Calm down. Okay. There's nothing in this place right now.
I have to protect you. I have to protect everybody. I can't just let them...
Okay. You need to cool down. Okay. I get that there's freaky things in this place, but right now it seems to be empty, and there's something weird going on here. There is gasoline everywhere out there. There's all this stuff out there. Please... I think something sketchy is going on. I think it might not be. I think it might be more dangerous for us both to be in here than for. I think the best situation is for us both to be outside right now. What is the condition for him to get out of Darkest Self?
Rescue or hospital?
Rescue or hospital.
Hold on a second. That's not entirely true.
Because I think he actually has to.
You have something else?
Yeah.
Someone comes to my rescue, or I wake up in the hospital, whichever comes first.
And I think I have to actually rescue him from something.
Mm.
Mm. Not just bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. So I can't...
Yeah, you haven't actually found a threat yet.
Right. Well, get outside, but you have to promise me... You'll let me face it. I can't let you get hurt again. I can't let it get to you again.
Fuck. Will you come outside if I go outside and try to be...
Yes.
Yes, okay, fine. We'll go outside. So I'm going to drag him out.
Okay, back out the front door?
Mm-hmm. Up the stairs, out. Onto the smelly...
It happens. And I'm just sort of looking around.
Okay, you see this? See this? This is weird, right? Really weird?
Yeah, it looks like... Why are all these cars here?
Okay, this sounds nuts, but I think someone's going to try and burn this place down.
If you're going to burn a place down, why would you bring a fire engine first?
I don't know. I think maybe they're going to burn it down and then be like, there was this historical house out here, and then we had to save it, but then they're like, oh, but we lost all the stuff in the wreckage, but maybe like they knew it was like bad... And then maybe they'll, like, put a chupacabra story on it, or, like, homeless people, or trashing your story on it. I don't know.
But that thing that got into our heads and made you bite me, what...
Well, maybe they're trying to get rid of... I don't know. Maybe they're trying to get rid of it, too. Maybe we're not the only people who know about this shit, Gabe. I mean, this was big shit. I don't know what's going on.
But somebody needs to do something about it.
Yeah. Maybe they're doing something already. I don't know.
No. I'm the one that does things.
Okay, well, you know, you want to do something? You can do it. Here. I'm sure there's fire somewhere. You want to start a fire? We can burn something down. It'll be fun. Yay. Gabe?
Maybe this house is the... Sure. Let's burn it down.
All right. Okay. Fun. Start.
Well, there's still two cans of gasoline that are full and capped.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do this.
So I'm grab one of them. I hand the other to you. We start.
We light it up.
Yeah.
We should probably get out of here.
Yeah.
Which way do you think the thing went?
Maybe into
the woods.
Yeah.
Let's go into the woods.
Should we get our cars away?
Yeah. Well, no, and where are we going to put them?
Away from fire.
Okay. get back in my car, put the bat on the seat next to me.
So okay. Have you already set the place on fire?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. It's starting to catch.
We should have moved our cars first.
Probably.
Yeah, I think you guys get your cars away, no problem, and we're gonna cut there.
Like, I've got to murder something, but the ghoul is the voice of reason over here. Yeah. Like, I don't know what to do.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I, Podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.